have to apologize to the town media that I wasn't here Thursday or Friday. Thursday was planned, Friday was not. But now it's actually say that Baslin Thomas Toro, Central Cross of Akala, and Lavoya Tameh. And the Vilna Gaon says that there were darshan from eighth to fold, the eighth to code. And all the other things it says were alamid, except the fold and the code without alamid. The teacher somehow just beats out the alamid, the lumo. Everything else, lumo beats out. I went in for eighth to code. With a forest, that was Thursday. We probably ended up never for an eighth to fold. I just wasn't able to be. I had to do what I had to do, but I feel bad for you. And I wasn't able to deliver the shear in a normal time. And now the 60 minutes, which is already a few minutes ticked away from it, so we'll try to clear the shear now. I also want to mention that I'm leaving this week. We have to have a freighter. Feder was supposed to have been announced yesterday and shear for the last night. I didn't announce it for the last night. I wouldn't have a chance to announce to anybody. Commission today. Whoever's leaving, I'm giving you a couple of an hour to prepare. 11 o'clock, a little before the Mavamalka will come together. And then we'll have 1 hour to prepare, so it shouldn't be too long in Russian. So we'll have a few different talks for those who are leaving between now and next week. Okay? That includes you. So that will be the mission of the Feder. First thing, I was back in Riverdale, so I took out my Beit Yitzchak. This is the one which I had before on the computer. On the archive on Erevin. There's something here about Tzitzit. We ended up this year on Wednesday, eons ago, about the question of Machlokes to Mishnah Berurah Chazon Ish, about whether you count the whole and how big the whole has to be. See, and this is quoting myself on page 89. The Mishnah Berurah writes, in Shin Samig Bays, Tzipkot and Nemhei, and Machlokes of Rishonim, in Omei Meruah, Mishpishtei Ruchas, work for not, and do it out of Achro. And the Chazon Ish is Machmo the Chumr, Machmir the Chumr. In Maril, we mentioned last week, quote about the beginning of the Magen Avraham, the beginning of the Siman says, Zayin says, you require the shoulder portion to be bigger than the whole, otherwise, Osiyah Vira, Dagisa, the Vatalei, an Erevin concept, check the Machs HaShekel, for the types of an Erevin that's used. You don't say it by Kalim. The Beggar Darbakam is the Hakli. It's not an Erevin issue. So the Chazon Ish says what the Maril really means is Omed Meruba Mishnei Ruchos. It's not an Omed. And Osha Avira is an expression in the same sugya. But he really meant that you need an Omed Meruba from one side. So you have to have, if the shoulder portion is bigger than the whole, it's all one big unit, fine. But if the shoulder strap is smaller than either one, either shoulder piece is smaller than the whole, then you're in trouble, because if you have a hole bigger than the shoulder portion, at least the one of them, and the two can't combine with each other, and then you're stuck. Then it's no good. You guys understand, how can the Mr. Brewer be Makil with such a Shaila, which is no get or din, it's all right. So you have to be machmir at least as far as Tzitzit is concerned. And if a fair bit is probably the Rabbanon, nope. But in Tzitzit, the Chashav is all right. So nope, the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. Seems to me the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. That Omen Meruba Mishnei Rufus, the Martin Eben, is Taka Hashav, Mishnah Berurah Taka, not Machriya. That's only as far as certain shear is concerned. So again, in Erevin has a shear tefach, but certainly there's a couple of havorot, tumah, etc. And, of course, primarily for the shear of Yud Tzvachim, all discussion of the Chiz of Tzvach. So the shear is kamus, if you will, a quantitative shear, or a shear, we'll call it a rove. Rove is sima saruach. You have an area, we'll call it the east side, and that east side has to be fenced in. And you want to fence in the whole east side of a particular area, if you can carry it on Shabbos, you have to fence in the whole thing. You need an old made meruba. The only rule for Shtei Ruchos, whether they combine or not, is something which is unresolved, both in the Gemara, and in the Rishonim, and in the Post. However, when it comes to the Shia of a conference, the Shia of a beggar, which is Chayim and Tzitzit, is clearly no quantity here as such. What does it say anyway? Yes, there's X amount of talk and Y amount of talk. There's no such thing. It's not a quantitative shear at all. At all. Nor is there anything of a robe as such. It's a robe of the body. It's not true. It's not anything of a robe at all. The mother as a shear is that is cotton. It's gossip or also the rubo. It's not a shear which we can quantify the fact. We have to be talking about on Wednesday how big my son was when he was 9 years old, but that's all figuring out from behind. But the shear as such, you just have to cover somebody. To cover somebody, I'm not sure how big he has to be. 9, is he 7, is he 6? I'm not even sure. Nothing at all to do with the sugi of omen, the rule of the shteru. It's only said with respect to either a quantitative shear of 10 or 10 token, or the majority of a side of a heck. The Mishnah Berurah which he talked about both sides. Hold, and Simmons has Zion to cut out, we just mentioned. The cutting Zalat, he says, that the neck of Vesa Tavar is Eina Ola Lashir. We mentioned that last week. That the whole doesn't count. And we had a discussion. The whole doesn't count. What about the V neck with the T neck with the aluminium neck? Not T neck. You're right, sorry, T neck. A T neck, right? Does it count for the Mishnah Berurah? We're not exactly sure. You don't know. But the whole stuff is such does not count. Why? I know it's Omer Beruba. But the porous is nothing. The chitz, if I have an Omer Beruba one side, more than one even on two sides, and the in-between is less than the porous. The Omer is Nichlal. It's one big unit. It's considered as peeling off the east side of the particular area or working as a tefach to be Maverick Hatuma, for example. So here I've also according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's simply a matter of the material. How much is needed to cover this we call the 9-year-old child? To cover the 9-year-old with a hole. To say, I'll feel love, I'll feel this. The hole is not a hole. I think the kid's gonna walk around the street and there's gonna be a kid dealing with something covering your back. What's the matter with you? You know, put on your halakhic glasses. Up your halakha, it's covered. Up your halakha, it's covered. Sometimes a woman will go around like that. Up your halakha, it's covered. All men will be ruach. Hach, hach, ishtay, ruach, it's covered. Now, voice that. So it seems very well, and that's not acceptable. So here, too, you get cancer. The Mishnah Berurah is some pastors. It comes to these matters of how much you are covering a kisui for this, as a chasaba. What's pasta reinda? All the rubbish day ruchas. How you say that? Beinu kula beinu kovim. It's not mishim rubbish shitasa. It's an excuse. You know, there's no problem with all the rubbish day ruchas to be machmer on. And there's no kula, you can count the whole. And the chasaba is the halam. It's lumpen. They go with the erica. Both ways, both the kula and the kumra. The kumra of rubbish day ruchas doesn't work. So it's the taka no good. And the cooler that once you have the only ruler and ruler kakas, you can count the whole. That's the machlekas over here. See the two gedolei olam of not long ago. Okay, that's the introduction. They sit from Tavshin Nun Gimel, page 89. Put me in that machshir. The Mishnah Berurah would probably, I mean, Mr. Berurah says, the Pasha, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? He said that you don't have to have that either side is bigger than the hole in the middle. So Yaakov says, what if the combination is smaller than the hole in the middle? What do you ask him? And the Pasha say it can't be with two. So he's probably holding the machshir shek. Masachshel shouldn't have a shame with tzur. Go to Masachshel. Masachshel, the beginning of Tzayin, opening piece. I really, really meant. He didn't really mean. Didn't really mean lumdus with erevin. He meant there shouldn't be a tzur, a little strap. It should be a pasha v'zah. He didn't define that. The same as undefined Masachshel, he could undefine Mishnah Berurah. That's the style of trap. I think so. It's the oit shame with tzur, whatever that means. I mean, they don't spell out what it means. Hachol if he wrote any adayin. Okay, that's left off from Wednesday's year. Now, about time we turn to a Gemara, and that meant Beit Amidah. why does he make an announcement now that tomorrow you may have finished my, anyone finish my assignment yet? In a couple of days with no shear, with a lot of long stir. Still not finished. Nobody finished. I'm pretty surprised by that. Not that long. If anyone's finished or will finish early tomorrow, before I get to know Texas Sprinters, just start Tarek of Taylor. Tomorrow, Rashi tells us what far as it can go. We're going to try to go through that Tarek quickly here, Mr. Shem, after we finish these Ramadans. The time is not long enough for us to finish whatever we have to finish. We'll do the best we can. We may have to elongate some of the shirim to make up for, well, fine, we'll see. One day at a time. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara of Lashon over here. Tana Rabbana, eighth line. Tzitzis, ein tzitzis ala anah. Chene olah vayikacheni b'tzitzis roshi. Tom Rabbi, the Torah from Yehuda, ki tu tziso adar amoy. The Rashi explained, the glorious love of Jehovah, Bukas from the Mata, or Kudas from the Mala. No, you have to chup Rachman al Islam, and you live in the Chutzpilin. So you have to give a chup from that from a goy. Right? Starts off, I don't know, I guess it's hair, panic, only goes a little certain amount of the way. So it sucks off small, you know, stuck together, and then it spreads out, you know, into little strings. Hairstyle, face, the sound is called these days hairstyle. So that's what these kids have to look at. It has to be a little bit clumped together, like the gazeel we call, it's part up, and the remainder is what we call the still, which is seven. Not that it's quoted, Rabotai, in Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Ches, Siv Zayin. A very famous gentleman from my youth, he was also famous Mr. Davis, you may remember it as well. Zorach Lahafrit Chutzei Asitzis Zemizeh. Yes, Dr. Mr. Brook from Avizal, Sitz Rosh HaTevis, Tzadik Yafrit in Tiyosov Tomis. You want to quote that in your fifth grade? I'm not sure I remember that. The youngster. Tzadik Yafrit in Tiyosov Tomis. Why? However, the Beis Yosef here quotes of Yitzhak. Yitzhak says that it only applies in separating the love of us from the Tehillim. And the Zman HaZeh, we don't have Tehillim. Most of us don't have Tehillim. So then, the din may not exist. So the gross is wrong. The most master not that way, the shulman of master not that way. Not kamina. So if you look at the beer halacha over here, Torah la'afrit, says, the most mishabur for the mother not wrong. If you're late to shul, you're late for you, you're coming late. If you start passing, separating, you're going to miss the fill of the zebra. Forget it. Why? Now and the gross of the distinction is wrong. Even Zmanazem and Asminazin. Nothing to do with Tchela. Fine. So the Ran Efshad in Tchute Atitis with Tubachin Echad Bechaveru Ein Levorach Aleyah. Woo! O Efshad Lo Garmi Garzume Atitis. Garzume is a figure we're going to learn beginning about Tchela. It starts off kosher and ends up with a little bit of a problem. It's like Shirayim, Reb. If it was once good, then it remains good, even though otherwise on its own it wouldn't have been good. We'll get to the details later on. Chofar l'chaskil l'vayachil l'afil l'nevim s'vokim kolim sh'yavarek aleihen. So I see the beer halach. Shoy. What about on Shabbat? There's a shari tshuva, a contest, and the sabkutat ein l'afil l'nevim s'vokim. It's wrong. B'takein mona b'tashim. B'takein mona. So far, that's only true if before you spread them apart it was no good. Pop! The Takei Mon. If it was kosher before, so what's the big deal? So I'm talking about Matir and Shabbos. My trusty encyclopedia here. Simon Kess, footnote 51. He's what there's also arguing in the Shari Shuva. It's mostly been separated from the Sun Shabbos. So my cloak is up home. Sif Kess, the Lechava, the same as Lechava. So the Brewer says, the man Tizkuru, the man Tiazor Tabasicha, Maneda the Rasech. Because Mr. Brewer told the Chatzchila. So to the Eved, it's not Ma'ake, because the Prima Godam is the same thing, and they grow, and all this. Told New Kavana, the Bach of Mechadish, based on the Shem Zavol Yapolskim, it's not Ma'ake, even according to the Bach, it's probably not Ma'ake. Fine. This says, Told them Shiavor at Yahayim, the Chutei Atifis, in Hay, Shavim, and Shlo Yavor, and Shlo Yavor, and the famous Rosh Hayeskid to see at the very end, and he has the Kitter, he was a chore, a chore is the Tzvar Hashem. I'm not a charedi at this school, I'll say the truth. A chore is the Tzvar Hashem, says the Rosh, to check his fitness before he puts them on, before the bracha levatol. Take a look at the stack of the Rosh inside. Interesting to see.
Interesting
that studying this really is checking them. It's what?
It really is like checking
them. It's
every day.
Ah, I guess so. It's every day. So you're checking them. Correct. The very end, page 258. Acharei al dvar Hashem. Yizlech part of line. Yizdov petitus kolim atifa. Today shlo yavarech brochol evatol. Says the Divrei Chamudis. The last one. I and hey. Af al gav liel tifches chasaf yitshuva l'rabeinu shekosa bosha olam lo nagu lidda kol atifis b'chol shoshim esatei mishuva de mukmina lo b'chet kos kashir mikoma kom atursim en ches tofas ikra kitvara palolu de hocha v'lo ol el shen tosam v'yayin v'lo tola b'choreid al zar Hashem v'teif charedin kol yisroh. That's what the two and the Shogun are all saying. Everyone's a Charedi. So you don't have to take a Chore. Everyone should check this. As I state in the Divrei Chamudis, somewhat of an anomaly. Fine. Comes the moment of Rome and he has the Kasha. But out of the Chazokah. Chazokah, Rabbi Shah. It's a Chazokah, which is a Kasha. Why do we suddenly assume we have to check? We open up. The Mishnah Brewer also has. If you don't have a Moment of Rome, I'm going to bring the Mishnah Brewer. The Magen Avraham has a little bit more. This says, but Magen Avraham, the Russian Shura says, no, it's not going to know the Vodka. Nu, ki achet kasayu. Nu, so what did he hold later on to the Chazaka? No. No. He explains, Shura Bach, he explains the real chat is as follows. Ein tonka a chazoka b'mokam v'yecholim levararo. Look in your Rodea Simen Aleph. That's a little tricky. Your Rodea Simen Aleph is a chazoka, roll between an etzel shkita, muk, which is not really a chazoka. It's really a chazoka b'mokam v'yecholim roll. Here talking about a chazoka, it's called chazoka kamaisa. I don't want to get involved now. So the chazoka means parking some things. But chazoka means the status quo. It doesn't mean in our context. There chazoka just means the majority. But apparently the rule is, certainly with respect to Yerodea Siman Aleph, that we have a rule, we learned about this a couple of years ago in Yerodea, that you only check and don't rely on this rule if it's called a Miyut Hamasui. A Miyut Hamasui, you don't rely on the rule. That's why we check every lung of every animal we check for a hole in the lung. The hole in the lung is a Miyut Hamasui. We do not check for all 18 traits. Rabban and Nechul explain, the Mir She'eno Mosri. How do you do it? This is a matter of statistics. What's the long of the cutoff point? So we always think of 10%, based on the Jewish Mishnah of God. I think others say it's even a higher level, so it's a higher than 10%. Bottom line, it's possible it's less than 10% Mir, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Then we'll give the check. Not Mechulia to check. We have to live our lives, no? We don't check everything when we're required to check. You know, check for everything. You hold our check everything. So, we're not worried about. Oh. So as a matter of fact, the Magen Avraham therefore says, if it's so, she is asked to be because of the Yuchal is followed by Sibur, Roar the Love Show, the Love Bedika. So the Levushay is broad and plain. The Hagav Nahavi Kehilu Ein Yechol Levaro Kehilu Yisbat Lamin Atzila Yadeh Deh. Right. So that's the fifth and five. You rely upon the chazok. However, Rabbi Sai, there were those that chazok is unreliable for different reasons. Namely, as the Mishnah Rav said, but mikli chazok that clearly perfect for kol shor, because the ordain of mikveh. Umei time alo nagu livdok achutin shalemal and agvil. You don't check the strings. The most critical, we'll get to it later, the most critical place, the most sensitive place where one little thing scoops the whole thing up is the part of the sisters are right on top of the garment. The four starts hanging out, even in the Gedil. We don't check this. How can we check this? The most sensitive place we don't check? You know why? The likelihood of it tearing at that point where it's on top of the garment is nil. Almost nil. So the chazak of Enos will be shot. But beyond that, apparently considered as usher's possibly a shot. It seems to me that in those years they had very shvacha strings. Let's first talk about talus cotton. Have you ever in your life seen a talus cotton break, rip, above, before the last knot in the gazelle itself? Ever happened in your life? Have you?
The first thing over here.
Before it starts running out? Is it already ripped?
Yeah, it
ripped
like right over here.
Once in your life. The bottom side was okay. I'm not sure if it's okay or not. But the bottom line is it happens almost never. Now the question, the Quran, how often have you seen one of the strings through from your Talmud cup? Happen? Kind of, in your life, how many times did it happen? Yeah. One, twice, three times, four. Depends what? Oh, there it is. So the answer, I'm going to say is, it all depends on the nature of the string. If you buy a new talus cotton and you don't abuse it, if you don't, well, I'm sorry, forget the string. You don't let the string get wet. That's what does it. The string get wet, it kills it. You want to wash out the cotton? I'm not opposed to it. But someone put the strings in a plastic bag, don't let them get wet. They get wet, that's how you start getting ruined. You wear when you play basketball, guaranteed to get ruined. Guaranteed. Has to get ruined. Because it gets sweaty and dirty and wet and it gets ruined. So then you have to start checking them every day. However, if you wear your avocados very carefully and you don't wear it, put it in the condition where it's going to get wet, it's not going to get a good pair to begin with. It's just not going to rip. It won't rip. That's my experience, Sean. Yes.
You said to wear it when you don't have time to check it. What do you mean with the bracha or with that?
Presumably you can even make a bracha as long as it's just anna. The Guardian says so. The Guardian is mafurish. It's the cotton you're dying. But the Guardian says, Fahainu b'miyu tamotui. The only time you're required to check your citizen is a miyu tamotui that's going to rip. That's amazing. It's a one in, we said about 1 in 10 chance. Still a surprise to me. Maybe it's a rush. It's a 1 in 10 chance that it's going to break every day. Check every day your citizen. I check once a week, every day. It's just 1 in 10 chances, then in 10 days there's nothing left. In 80 days, there's zero left, according to our statistics. Not a one. Maybe 320 after all 8. After a year, there's not much no strings, of course. There's nothing left. I think it comes out to do a little, who's taking statistics there? Any actuaries? After a year, there's nothing left. Maybe. Maybe there was a shvacha maizis there. That's what it comes out. Still strange. Anyway, seems to be another vote. If you get married, or if you're a yekta already, and you wear a talus gadol and a talus cotton, and you mentioned army doesn't make only one bracha on both, the statistics are overwhelming in your favor. Because you don't worry about bracha of a talus. Not worried about the avakamis locus. So bracha of a talus for a married person, you've got to have two possible talus on. Right? Because if I make a bracha of a talus gadol and it's possible, no matter, it's not all about talus, I've got my talus cotton on, or vice versa. So, I don't think Rav Shlomo was 18 pairs, but it's certainly, I don't think I have to check it. 18 pairs, it won't be possible with that. That's a good question. Why are we worried about the vicious Abba Kamas belief that it's a cherim? That's a Gavala Gakash. Yeah, I don't know. Chachamim, Chavad Ol Otsim Olam. It seems to me that there's room to be maker. So look at the Chavadat, Chalik, Aleph, Simon, Aleph. At the very end, you know, those who are maker, can have a quick check. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak. Sif Yud. Im lo beis talent kotten vi ho shen yod of nekiyot vi b'shenu b'lo b'racha yitul yod of yom mashmesh b'tzitzios vi yavarech ho. If we saw that the Tosis, you remember that Lama Devov, Amud Aleph, Tosis is referring to a case you put on your scriptures too early, or it's not. And similarly, the Mechama is a case where your hands are dirty. Your hands are dirty. And it's considered to be overlapped to you often. Why? Because you continue to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah ha'im shechet. It's all by tefillin as well. So the Gra writes, it's causing your test. Ideally, you should make the bracha before the beginning of the Kiyama Mitzvah. And the Bach says from Rabbeinu Yonah that the Zoris gets managed to keep his hands full clean before he puts his abakantus on. But if it's impossible, we know we're not also Zoris. So you can make the bracha later on, even at the very end. Even at the very end, nothing is no intention you can make the bracha if you're low cozy beforehand. You can make the bracha in the middle of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Says the Mishnah Brewer about something. He quotes this in Simon Chet, this Yud. Mishnah Brewer can quote this more people. Says the Mashiach with this is. But the Zeyeh Choshev Ktsad, he will long show us. I should be over that for your son. Here's a Kavagabi Locha. Now, see, he's playing a 12 tenth in the middle. The one you're saying, that it's really Gavalo Chosin. And the other is saying it's overlapped just because of the continuation. But not enough the continuation itself. You're wearing on your body another 3 hours, 8 hours, you feel the string, it gives us an extra Indian of all their last Yosef. What kind of extra Indian is this? So it's a Machloek. The Taz says, it's demonstrating, Rabbi Stein, that the Baruch is on the future and not on the past. I feel this is just a demonstration of that. But Moshe is a Shuvah Chelik Dalal Siman Zayin and Orachayim. So you need a Maitre Mitzvah. And apparently the fact that you're wearing it not a Maitre, you put your fingers on the string, it's up to a Maitre. So it's better to be able to move the bracha in that way. The Chor, no matter what shot you say, Nah Ma'akim B'diyev. So it makes a bracha without the Mishnah to sit there. It's not a bracha of a Tala. It's Vikor then. Okay. There's another option. Mechabah based upon the tour. What's the other option? O Shiyubash Halis Acher Yevorech Olav Yechava Lifter Gamazet Veitzorech L'mashish B'tzitzio Shorishin. It's what people do every day. Basically, we saw the Ramah last week. Halis Kotas Ramah with no bracha. You put on Halis Gadol, you have in mind both. You have in mind both. And yeah. No one's touching the tzitzis at that point with the Halis Kotas. That's what it says. Fine. I must tell you, to be heard before, intellectually honest, that in the Sefer Sikhs, he calls the Leket Yosher, Talmud of the Tumas of Esther, that his Rebbe used to feel the sins of the Talmud cut when he made the bracha on the Talmud Gadol. But Armenig is not that way. Armenig is just put on the Talmud Gadol, make a bracha, and we include the earlier Talmud cut on as well. So look at the Mishnah Brewer over here. It's a cut on the Talmud. It's my name, you make a bracha on the Talmud Gadol. From the Chav and the part of the Talos Kotten, and that's the better way to do things. The better way to do things. Because Talos Kotten is too small anyway, he says, etc. Fine. That's what he says. So I saw one of his farm says, you know, you're better off putting a Talos Kotten on with dirty hands. This way, a low cousin. So you didn't have to make the broker then. So the minute that we postpone the bracha until the Talos Gadol is more oyska help. And when you're putting it on your tissue, your Talos Gadol, your hands are dirty. Not so hard to do that, Rabbi, by the way. When we put on Talos Gadol, we just touch parts of our body. So most of us are putting on dirty hands. If I catch, to be a Zoris, we have to make an effort to put on clean hands and keep your hands clean. It depends, we'll see later how you get in there out. But those later, the details later. But it all depends on what you are, on what you do. I'm sorry. That's the result, right.
The reason why you have the problem is
The second you went up. Okay. Very good. As a matter of fact, the Torah quotes this, Rabbi says. The Torah and Simon Ches explained, what's on? What's the behold over here? The Torah says the following lesson. In Yirtzel is Adet Miyad Betumo, Nishlo Yelech Arba Amet Velo Tishlo. A new one now. Can't go Arba Amet without Tishlo. What's up with Arba Amet without Tishlo? Where did this come from? Where did this come from? No Arba Amet. I saw that they called for Vorfan and Makar, after a Medrash somewhere. A Medrash says, oh, this is the key of Medrash. A Medrash rabbi, I think, I suppose. It shouldn't go Arba Amet without Tishlo. I don't know. I mean, I'm not opposed to it, but anymore we don't find it. We don't find it. Okay. We don't find it. Fill in. That we, of course, don't do. So, I mean, that's a din. So we don't keep hugging, you know. That's what we got to tell you. Yeah. Okay. Or another reason, Oshiesh wrote Tiffis Bachaluko. I mean, you have a tippet on your undershirt or whatever, and it's under your garments. So your hands are going to be dirty by definition. Those are the two reasons given by the tour why this series of circumstances come about. You put it on your tippet without clean hands. That's the base. You always say that if you look at the tour of Simcha Vdalit, you get an impression that the Ika mitzvah is on Kriya some mitzvahs. Every minute you have to remember the mitzvahs. And therefore get the impressions of Beis Yosef as the Talos Kotz should be on top of your garment. Top of your garment. Torah quotes over in Simon Chedek from the Lashon of the Tachas the Chaluko. His Talos Kotz is Tachas the Godov, and in Simon Chavdalit he says, name. It should be Talos Kotz Al the Godov. And he quotes in the Luka Yosef, you saw it in your base of an aleph, the name of the ritva, the talus cotton should be on top of your garment. Yeah, the chatchila. And the Gemara in Gilan Leveis, the chosim shel eved, that the master wants his everyone should see that he's my eved, so the chosim v'tizim is not so good. The chanarab and facts over here in Simon Ches, Sifri Aleph. Iker mitzvahs talus cotton, the love show al the god of, they should talmud your eyu the yizkor hamitzvah. So I said, Machabe, based upon the Chavdal in the Torah, here in Simon Ches, Sif Yud Aleph. Dr. Mogan Avram name. Says the Mogan Avram, Sif Cotton, Yud Gimel. Says Mogan Avram, not so. Uviksavim, all of a sudden we're long on Kabbalah. Uviksavim, he said the talis cotton, Dafka Tachas to Godov. Dafka Tachas to Godov. That's the Mogan called Uviksavim. That's the Mogan of Shara. The Nirali, the Sarah, she had Sitzki Bachut. In other words, the garment should be under your shirt, but the Sitzki should stick out. There's a compromise in the Mogan of Rome. Not found before. As a matter of fact, there are many individuals who reject the compromise. Certain Hasidic circles, especially the way the Arba conflict, the whole thing over the shirt. Over the shirt. In other circles, they wear the whole thing under the shirt. Or you can't see anything. And then it is touch running. Right? The Mogan Avraham is a Shara. The beggar is under the shirt, and this is the thing out, yeah.
But is there any problem for all wear it over your shirt and under the best shirt?
Oh, a better shirt?
It's because
they're
under the best shirt, and so it's not
a bad job. Well, but I mean, a becker shirt, we don't go Arab Amazon, a becker shirt, another problem. That's what I
see. Some people wear it under a vest. They wear it under
a vest. Arab Amazon, a becker shirt, we need to... I imagine they open, but they at least open the button of the becker shirt. No, it's not there. They can see it. Above the... What can I tell you? I'm just telling you something I'm wrong. Now hold on, hold on, hold on. And the Magen Avraham is upset with individuals who tuck the strings into the conference. You probably notice that most manas there, we have a minute, we have a reinforced corner. You ever notice that? There's an area near the corner is reinforced an extra level of whatever, it's like hats for a conference, or wool. So they stick the string in between the two levels of the beggar. The Magen Avraham doesn't like that at all. It's against the Mefurish of Gemara. Take a look at my knowledge from the day. The Mefurish of Gemara. I don't like it. What's the Mefurish of Gemara? The Gemara of knowledge from the day says, what was the loss of business mean? Towards the end. Ein tzitzis ela yote. What does yote mean? You should just hang out. You should hang. If you're tucking it completely into the pocket, if you will, nothing is hanging. To the evidence, it's okay. So they make one more question to the MSF, the Brahman, that you test. Yote is ever the evidence. What's the person's Brahman that you test? He comes on to a cemetery. And the child's blowing the rush. So what do you do? He says, or someone dies and stuff, what is that, what is that? They used to have an interesting thing, they put it in the conference. So it's Matthew Yosef. That's the right for someone that's Kahuitim. Okay, anyway. But the Avenue Yosef also says, if you're going to be an Anokrim, Chase Mogan Avram, you're going amongst the Goyim. Okay, if you tuck your sisters into the pockets, if you will. The Shasa Bracha, you Megulin, the Hill of Dalit Amos. You read the story last week, and Dalit Amos is the sheep. Now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah that was quoted on this very fifth Yud Aleph, the Tzad Mekaf Hei. It says, Posuk Ksavim, Posuk Mogan Avram, the Gomba the Goyim, all quoted in Kaf Hei, the quote of the Mogan Avram, almost direct, left at the right. And so Chavav is the real important one. So the Shavuot talks on his own. We have to know what he means. So also in our Noshim and Mishimim, and Tishim and Mishmashayim Shalem, they put the strings in the pants. Lo dai, Shem Alim, and Mei Neyem, he might have to be with some also, the Kaitan, the Gold Man, Oz Mevazin Heim, as Mishmash Hashem Yisborah, Vastidin Heim, Lipin Es Hadin of them. Vasha Omrim, Shalom Ben Anokrim, Zazelia, Dai, Shem Timat, and he goes on with the polemic. He had a present from a king who was brought to the dam. He would show it to everybody. So much more tippish religion than never fucking welcome because it's powerful. Just the flash, you know. And the Yehudi would have at the end of the Yisrael based case of Mishnah and Tippish. And the whole story. And 2,800 servants. What do you want? Why is putting in the pants worse than putting in the pocket? You can't see it in the pants, can't see it in the pocket.
Touches your leg.
That's what I thought. Either the chakra was very simple. He doesn't like the string touching your body. Especially the body, you know, the body is the parts where where it was only with touch. Not the cleanest part, not the most the coveted part. That's how I understood the Mishnah Berurah. I don't think I understand him otherwise, because He's accepting putting in the reinforced pocket. That accepts, you know, if you stop. But to put it in the pants, what was the difference? The pocket, same thing. So I thought the difference was the one case doesn't touch the skin, and it's jammed in between the first and second layer and the cut-up and the second. That's how I read it. Anyone else read it that way? How do you read it? I'm asking you, Lord, never know. Come on, no Reddit said that you wrote even an eighth grade or something like that. Never heard in eighth grade. No way to tell you. A camp somewhere, something or nothing. Okay. Okay. Fine. That's how I understood it. That's why he quotes over here. That's how the river of Ephraim understood it. The fine green blocks. Therefore, he said, don't put tissues on your undershirt. Eretz Yisrael some circles is a David Begin, very hot. The undershirt also serves as the Arba Kafas, but they don't reshape it, the reading on
there.
Huh?
There's need to be there nowadays.
Need to be there. Okay, okay. So whatever it makes me cool, so that you shouldn't do that because it's not going to touch the skin and it is not proper. More than that, I saw something very interesting in the paper Masechta Sitta by the Chaim Chayefsky. It was the Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva in Masechta Sitta, right to hey, by Apricartuso. What's Africa Suso? So it comes up in Hippos Korea. We've never planned a case of Avelis. So the Russian by Prince Africa Suso is an undershirt. And also, does not rip his undershirt. But the Begins there doesn't rip it. That's what's called it from Korea. So Frank and Efsky says, if that's the case, an undershirt, it's part of Africa, it's part of Sisson. Interesting. I can locus at Hanoim in the respect of Sisson. It's the same, it's only Reb Chaim. Same achlovus panoim and mesefus smokus. So the Kiva, if you toss the hole, that you rip the garment by a kareem by an oval nebuch, and you put the sitzis on it, Rabbana hold paket. It's going to be passed like Rabbana and Nifus Yerodea and Nifus Akriya. So it's going to be passed from sitzis. The only thing is, he writes over here in one of his footnotes, a correct point. If they sell nitzis, so obviously they're selling it from the beginning of the Shul Kavona for the midst of Sitzis, so maybe even that Kavona will give it a different status. Perhaps. And here he also quotes from the Shalom HaKadosh, who says, you know, I can't keep it all out, so I keep a little bit out. The two tips in front of me, I'll put out. And then some kept only one string out. And others, the Shalom himself, he put it Ben Karsay HaMalbush. It's like people having to wrap it, around their belt. So that's the closest thing we can imagine to that. And he quotes the quotation of the Shalom, Vani Roa Osem Tomi. So I don't know what garment they wore in those days. That's the closest thing we can have to that. I think it's to put the around the belt. I have a problem with that, frankly. I'm not sure what the Shalom did exactly. Again, it's not Yosef. Yosef means that's the hang. Supposed to sort of hang. Yosef.
That's what Yosef seems to have.
No. It still doesn't mean out. Yoga means we should hang as opposed to being tucked into a pocket. That's the mother of our own.
They can hang in the pocket.
Oh, yes, okay. Hang in the pants is fine. Hanging. Look, hang on the abekasher. As long as it's hanging. I mean, that something else is covering it, but it's hanging. As opposed to where it's being, folded around and tucked. Different, yeah? Ah, very good. That's what Yaakov makes a very good point. So the Mogan Abraham's case never got past the corner because it was tucked into the garment. So perhaps, even though it's wrapped around the belt, would not be a concern of Yosei because it ultimately gets past the corner of the garment, and even though it's not hanging at all, it'd still not be a problem. Could be right. I'm not sure. He uses the word tolos.
Yeah,
but he also uses the word tolos. Tolos means hanging. So if you're wrapping it all around, it's not hanging at all. And let's say that's considered a hang itself, but it reaches from the garment until the belt. That is over the hang. Could be. Maybe you're right. That's a good point. But the Rashi is not conclusive. Don't know what tolos be, Yosef. It's not exactly clear. Fine. Somehow that's custom. Then there were those, when I grew up, no one, but when I grew up, no one was it. Unheard of. I know what they did with the Mephir, and she was the guy, they would put this in their pocket. That was as far as they went. They put this in their pocket. They put it in your pocket so you could see, you know, on the side, and it went into the pocket. So it's also not so cautious, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch, yes, it's a famous book, the Shulchan Aruch, that the tzitzit should be two in the front and two in the back. You put it in your pocket, the two are together, the front and back are in fact pulled together. So it's not so clear. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, put it in your pants. If you say, Master, if it's Irish, you put it in what he calls the Mitzvah. So what do you mean by the Mitzvah? What does that mean? So what about the Mishnah Berurah's Bizoyan? The Rebbe's Bizoyan. So he says, come out of the Berurah. And others say, do say it before it. You have a doubt, we'll get to in a minute. And you put it between the Mitzvah Sayyim, El Yonim, and Tachtonim. That's what it's I mean, it's tux. You're wearing it. It's the way people design up their dress. They have an undershirt and underpants, and they can tuck the difference between undershirt and underpants. They do it in a way that it hangs down on the underpants. Doesn't hang cast. So it doesn't touch the skin. It's hanging on all four corners. Tell them how you feel. Only the can't see it. So the question is, that better or is that worse? Let's discuss that a little bit. So the main source I ask you to see is Shuvah Shechav Adas, Ravadja, Chelek Beis, Simin Al. He quotes a couple of important sources. First of all, the Mordechai, Tov, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Name of the Maram. Okay? If you want to look at Tov, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. Name of the Maram, he wouldn't look. It's not actually so clear here. It's more clear of all places in the Sefer Taimin. Hilchot Tisha B'Av. We're still in the week. Exactly the week of Shanai with Tisha B'Av, right? I mean, we celebrated the bad words. We commemorated Tisha B'Av, right? On Yud B'Av, last month of Shabbos. So now, a week later, Baruch Hashem, we can make reference to one of the Lord, and hopefully we'll never be the mice again. That we won't have this anymore. But, look at the Mordechai here. Tov, Kuf, Mem, Gimel. The name of the... Okay, so that was the sound. They put it under their malbushim. But in Masechta Taimis, he says even more of a parish. And in Tisha B'Av, he put the talis cotton on in the morning because no one could see it. So afternoon, he put the talis cotton. But he only put it in, So you don't wear a talis cotton on Tisha B'Av in the morning. And you put on the talis cover, no one sees it. Ain't no near at all. No one can see it. Mefurish. Then he quotes a Beit Yosef in Simon Chav Gimel that there's no reason to blow the rosh by a talis cotton because it's covered. It's like filling shuyad. There's no reason to blow the rosh. I think that's a shvacha raya. If you look at the Mishnah Brura, Rabbi Yisai, and that Simon, that very same Simon, I have to see. Simon Chav Gimel. See, Cotton Gimel, he says one thing in passing, which knocks the eye out in a split second. He says, the Cotton Gimel, Hemokusin, Kigon, Shemaspi, Etatitis, Tachas Kanfe, Kitsuso, the Talos Cotton, Shalosha, Tachas Limodov, under his Bekisha, Ezo, Mishab, Loeg, Lerosh, Kemishimokusa, Emloshu, Holach, Blilu, Mishal, Yan, Rachmon, Alisban, Ezo, the Bekisha, then it's a problem until you put it into the count. But those extra words, those are my words. But Mr. Bruin, Simon Chav Gimel, Simon Chav Gimel, knocks out the riot. I think one of the other things I don't really fully understand, in Simon Chav Aleph, was the times of Simon Chav Aleph, Simon Chav Gimel, spoke with someone going to the bathroom, and Talat Cotton is Mechusa. I can't understand what's going on. How is it Mechusa if someone's going to the bathroom to jolt them? I just can't visualize what he's talking about. But if you can figure it out, let me know what it means. And the quote said it's a Beis Baruch. That's I believe that's the Binyamin Zilber. I think it's the Binyamin Atanik from B'nai Barak. Or maybe not from Beit Shemesh, I think. So he said that not so posh problems, but the positive advocate taking off your avakamas before you walk into the bathroom. All right? Because maybe it's a chumra and you're taking off for too long a period of time. So the whole discussion whether they want you to do that. The minute it's off, not to take it off. But I can't understand the clouds. I was covered in that before. I don't get any right at all in that whole story. Any quotes over here from the Mama Mordechai? We don't have that statement, not but the Moshe Blue quotes on every page. The Mem Aleph Mem Reish. That's the Mama Mordechai. Was written apparently 100 years, some years ago. But he said this whole compromise, there's no basis. There's no compromise, there's no basis. Here, what's going on up here? Either let the whole thing hang out, including the garment, or put the whole thing in. The Smokin' Abram compromise says, has no basis whatsoever. These quotes over here in the Mitzvah and Amufka to put it on top. The Lo Nog, okay. So in Simchav Gimli writes, Stam Lovshim Lomshim Osam Tachas Vigdeim. That is the Minig Yisrael. And he learns Pshat in the Mugei Yosef, who says, Mitzvah and Amuvchar, to leave it out, referring to a Talos Godel. So writes the Mama Mordechai. That, to me, is a little bit not so clear. If you open just for a minute in the Mugei Yosef, it's not so clear that that's what he means. He said that they had we read it last week, Rubon Eilam Talos Godel, believe it or not. They didn't own the Talos Godel. So if he's trying to take shot that the Mitzvah and Amuvchar is to wear a Talos Godel and others to hang out. But the Talos Cotton, not. That's the one from shot in the Mugei Yosef. However, it's not so simple. That's really the shot. It's hard to believe. But that's what he really means. I don't know. Again, I'm sorry? That's right.
That's an undershirt. That's on your undershirt.
The Furish later on that Talos Kotz is Roar Lulav Shalom Babu Shem. That's how I understood. That's what I understood. So I think that he made a mistake, question. So I thought that's the answer. Earlier is Nikar Adin, and later is Mitzvah Namukor. Even if he has a Talos Kotz. So at that point I thought that the Mamar Mordechai was not correct. Then the Gra wore his Talos Cotton under his Mabush. I cannot variety the Gra. The Gra wore Talos Cotton all day long. So he has Shishis Kazulim all day. What kind of riot from the Gra? I mean, if he has wearing Talos Cotton all day long, so he can live on the Talos Cotton. Why do you think that's a Gaval de Garay? That is a Gaval de Garay. Yeah. This idea before, we mentioned that the Mabon Aram was going to make a compromise. It comes from the Levush, apparently, even earlier, is a Pshara, which has no remez, not in the Beit Yosef, and not in the Shulchan Aruch. No source for the compromise. The garment is here and the strings are out. It's double or nothing. And he adds that the Ari and the Chachmei Asfardim always covered both the garment and the tzitzit. Then he says more than that. As the Mishnah Berurah himself writes, Mr. Ruhr himself writes, Lov Shem Tachas Lamada, we just read in Simchav Gimel, contradicting Simchav Ches. That's under the kapota, under the bekesh, and not under the pants. He himself writes as the answer. Okay, fine. But then he has a nupshat. He has a nupshat in the Mr. Ruhr, Simchav Ches, Simchav Chavot. That the Bavaz in Mitzvah Hashem doesn't mean the way we set chakras touching the body. No. You can put a base hakfayin of l'yayinim, he said, it's an answer. But it's not the fact that he's hiding it, it's considered a bizarre. I don't understand how he reads it with the word with the kafayin, I don't understand. Kolponin, the Bavadi comes out strongly that the Mishnah Berurah is not to be accepted, you should not put this uncovered, you should be able to see it. That's the right way. No, Achenu Ashkenazim, they have a different, the yeshivas, you won't accuse them of Vesna Kiyuara, but that's the minig in the yeshiva. We're not going to accuse them. But certainly there's a basis to put the sister's Dafka to be covered. So, what can I tell you? There are different strokes for different folks. They're different than hugging, and everyone should follow the minig which she's accustomed to. Reman Hugging, right? Everything out, everything in. Those are the original Menhagim. And it's the Pshara, adopted in many places, that the Beged is in and it's in there out, which also has a base, based upon the certain folk. Our 60 minutes are up. We'll stop here. Mishnah tomorrow, we'll start 6 years, Gimel, etc.